Seven Pekim Nazim Mishnah Dalin, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer said in the name of Yeshua, Kotuma Menameis Shenoz Megalech Elav Chayim Olam Mishum Bias Mikdosh. He equates the types of tumas that the Nozer has to be shave his hair for. Those are the types that one is Chayiv on if he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh. That it's kodesh if he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh. There's certain tumas meis, even though it's a full-fledged tumas meis, but since it's more leaning to the nozer, it doesn't have to shave his hair. And chayom alav bias mikdash. He goes into the Beis HaMikdash with him. He's not chayiv a korban. A very big chiddush. Or a meiv le'teila kalam and a sheret. What are you talking about? If he touched the sheret and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a. It's a korban. Has to bring a korban. How could this tumas meis, which a nozer is not megaleach, be more leaning than that? I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Dantim from Rabbi Lezer." I told Rabbi Lezer, "Ma imetzem kisayi v'sheinu metama odem ba'oihel." Etzem a bone the size of a barley grain of a dead body. This bone is not metama person if he goes into the same tent. Only if he touches it and moves it. The nozer megalech amagod amaso. Even so, a nozer that does touch it and moves it has to have his hair shaved and start again. Revius adam shematama odem ba'oihel. Revius adam is more stringent than. Than a little bone of the dead body. Even so, ain't no dingy and nozer megalech al masav magom masav. He's saying if we're going to use logic, we have this kalachayma that if a etzem the size of a sayur of a mace is metame, it causes the nozer to have to start over his naziris. So surely a revius of dam which is metame ba oil should cause him to have to start over again. Amali Rebbe Lezer said maze akiva ein donim kan kalachayma. This is halacha much to be seen as we don't make our kavachaymes. Kshabati v'yotzeis advarim of Rabbi Yeshua amali yofa mata ela kein amr halacha. Yesvara is a good svara, but lemaisa that is halacha much to be seen. And the mela we could say the same thing in respect to going to the Beis HaMikdash. That even though one touches a sheret to go to the Beis HaMikdash, it's chayav kares. One who touches a reveals the blood of a mace, which is a more stringent tumah, it's not chayav kares if it goes to the Beis HaMikdash.